Power of majestic calm. Show me the Father. Teach me His ways. I wanna know You. To come, You are Holy Ghost. Ah. You are Holy Ghost. You are Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. You are Holy Ghost. You are Holy. Scepter of the living God, You are Holy Ghost. You are Holy Ghost. You are Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come, show me the Father. I wanna know You, Holy Ghost. You are Holy Ghost. You are Holy Ghost. You are Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. You are Holy Ghost. You are Holy. You are Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. Show me the Father. Please teach me His ways. I wanna know You, Holy Ghost. You are Holy Ghost. You are Holy. Upon me, power of the age to come, He's upon me, He's upon me, He's upon me, scepter of the Holy One, You are Holy Ghost. You are Holy Ghost. You are Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. You are Holy Ghost. You are Holy Ghost. You are Holy Ghost. Scepter of the living One, show me the Father, teach me His word. I want to know You, Holy Ghost, in Jesus. Right. Genesis chapter 1. I want to just bring us up to speed with a certain reality that is captured within the ambience of the Spirit of whom we speak about, and then we take a journey trusting that God, He open up the portals of mysteries unto us. kingdom is structured in such a way that the benefits thereof can only be taken advantage of if we are able to unravel the mystery. Do you know why? It is, the kingdom is built around mysteries and secrets such that it will be impossible for non-initiates to be able to take advantage of the things of the kingdom. It will take only men that are part of the kingdom to take advantage of that which is of the kingdom. It is on this basis that the kingdom is fashioned around mysteries, fashioned around secrets. Meanwhile, the scripture spoke concerning these mysteries that is encoded in the kingdom. He said that it is given unto you to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. Now, the given means that it is, that given is potential in scope, is potential in nature. Meaning that just because as a result of the fact that you are born again, you should know, understand, partake of the mystery, doesn't mean you are. Now, the scripture speaking about this same matter in the book of John chapter 3 and verse 3, he said that except a man be born again, he cannot what? See. Meaning that there is something that happens to a man at the point of being regenerated. What happens to him is that there is an advent of capacity to perceive the things that is of the kingdom. Are you getting the point now? For the man that is not born again, that capacity is not there. Now, taking advantage of that capacity is another thing. Are you with me? But the installation of the capacity is what happened to you, not will happen. Happened to you when you got born again. Now, the kingdom has to be fashioned around secrets and mysteries so that Satan cannot enter into the benefits of the kingdom. Let me give you a simple example. Now, you see, let me give you one of the mysteries of the kingdom. There are many. The kingdom is littered with secrets and mysteries. For example, take the mystery, like the ones that surrounded the work that Jesus did in redemption. Mysteries like substitution. Mysteries like identification. Mysteries like incarnation. These are the things that Satan never knew it existed. One of the things Satan didn't know existed was incarnation. In fact, Satan is just playing catch up. Even before the kingdom was unveiled as something that men can enter by their own volition, even in the days of Adam, there are things that happen that Satan is not aware of that is part of the embodiment of God's operating system. One of them is reproduction. I hope you know, Satan, all the beings that have been created before our time, they were not created by reproduction. You see, God just calls them forth. This one come, and angels just come. But when he came to man and the things that were created around the ambience of man, God brought a mystery reproduction. And then he spoke to the creation in the book of Genesis. He said, reproduce after your kind. We have not seen that before. They didn't know that there is a possibility of a being reproducing. Before then, if there is any need for any new one, God will continue. No, but when he came to man, he gave man a power. When Satan saw the power that was handed down to creation at that mystery that was unveiled, he marveled. And of course, you understand from our teaching. I don't like this sound. And of course, it was then that we began to see that a battle ensued. From the book of Genesis chapter 3, the battle of seeds. So, suddenly Satan realized that the plans of God is embodied in the possibilities that those seeds carry. So he knew that there is a possibility of manipulating the outcome of God's plans if he can do something about seeds. He noticed he can't touch God, but if it's possible that he can manipulate the seeds, then he can manipulate the outcome of the purposes of God. So he went ahead seeking his own seed, one, and number two, seeking to corrupt the seed of God. And that is what happened in the book of Genesis chapter 6. He said a season came, and God himself said that my spirit can no more strive with man, because from the day of his youth is only evil that is thinking. Do you know what he means? And I need to tell you, as I'm about to show you, you don't know what it means. You have been reading there and you are passing, reading there and passing. You don't know what it means to the purposes of God for the scripture to utter and say that my spirit can no more strive with man. It means that at that junction, God has stopped working. See, God is only working as long as his spirit is working. So when he said, my spirit can no more strive with man, for he is only but what? Flesh. It means that there is no possibility of God achieving his means by man, especially when there is the instrumentality, the flesh that is there. So if God will walk, he has to walk from another means that is different from the flesh. The flesh has so encapsulated, has so captured man that God can no more walk with the flesh. So man began to yield to another operating system that is called the flesh. Come out this side. Come out from the base. Are you with me now? Listen. So these are the mysteries that is encapsulated in the kingdom, and it is such that it is not possible for men without the kingdom to perceive, to interact with these mysteries. And there is an unfortunate thing about even them that is of the kingdom. If you retain a heart that is not seeking, then it is not possible for you to even enter into the mysteries of the kingdom, irrespective of the fact that at birth you have received the capacity to interact. Capacity to interact is not equal to interaction. So men have to engage. That is why we come daily. You see, this kind of things we speak about is not something, it is in the realms of the spirit. The Bible spoke about the will of God, which is the expression of his desires, how he wanted to do, how something must happen, as long as God is concerned. When we talk about the will of God, it's a region that is beyond man and his effort. No matter what you want to do, it is only possible that it will succeed when it is in line with the will of God. That is a realm that is superior to any prayer and anything we want to do as a man. You see, but Paul was speaking, he said, that we be grounded in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. See, when we begin to see, because our studies on these days is a deeper life. That's why some of you are still hanging. I'm still talking to your spirit. And if you are wise, make sure you download our messages and listen to them over time. As I used to say, some of the things you think you heard, you didn't hear. I still see some of you misbehaving, and I know you didn't hear anything. I saw some people misbehaving, and while I was coming back, I was listening to one of our messages that we just preached, and the day of God, and a few of them. And I said, because me, I've listened to it up to 6 to 7 times, and I'm saying, what if these guys listen to this thing? Because one day you will appear before the judgment throne of Christ, and then you say you don't know. You are, I don't want to call this name that you are.
Because you are of all men the most miserable. There, Sodom and Gomorrah will receive better judgment than you. Because the things that people were seeking to be instructed in the same matter, every day we are hammering it. But your many people's heart has waxed cross. Just because you are hearing with your ear doesn't mean you are hearing anything. I have found out. Which is one of the things we try to achieve when we pray the way we pray. That's why most times you come, we'll be looking for prayer point, there is no prayer point. Because I found out just because people are hearing what else, they are not hearing anything. They will live and misbehave. They'll be behaving as unbelievers. Behaving as people without the knowledge of God. That's when I began to understand the things that Paul was saying the more. There are things, in fact, the things of God is captured in the spirit and spiritual realm. So that even if you are a believer and you fail to function at that realm, you will never, never be able to benefit of the things of God, even though you are a believer. So Paul spoke and said that there is such a thing as spiritual knowledge. He said there is a thing as spiritual understanding. I thought understanding is understanding. It is then that we began to realize that the kind of things that Paul spoke about is not about what it is about where it is. Are you with me? Except you understand this thing I'm saying, you are awful. The things we are saying here is not about what we are saying, it's about where what we are saying is located in the spirit. So it doesn't matter how much I say it, if you don't find yourself there, you will never enter. So you can hear the good things, hear all of them, you can even cry and pray. You have not entered your labor in prayer, the 1 hour or more, the one we pray in the afternoon, is to make sure that whatever is coming out from here, that you are in that location in the spirit. The knowledge we are communicating to you is a spiritual knowledge. And your capacity to benefit thereof, which is hinged on understanding, is also spiritual. So men that follow up in the flesh or in their capacity will never be able to enter into that. Let me tell you, just because you can even recite and say what I'm saying, you don't have it. There are people that even their mind have not been able to catch up with what is happening in the spirit. But because what we are talking about is spiritual in scope, these men are spiritual men. They encountered the reality of our teachings and began to walk in it. Their life became a representation of the fact that the things we teach is spiritual. And they began to live it even before the days that their mind caught up with it. But there are those that fill their mind with the things that we speak about, yet their life is not a representation of it. There is one problem. They have not entered the realm, the place, the location where the things we speak about is. It is a spiritual knowledge. Is a spiritual knowledge. The knowledge of God is a spiritual knowledge. That is why sometimes you need repetition. Are you with me? You need repetition. The reason, the purpose of repetition in spiritual things is not necessarily to enter your head, is to ferry you to the place where the knowledge is located. Once you stand there, you possess. So all the time you are hitting yourself because you notice that even though your head has got laid hold on the knowledge, but there is no functionality, there is no proof yet. It means that wherever this knowledge is in the spirit, I'm not standing there. It's in my mind, but I'm not standing in the spiritual location. That is what Paul meant by saying that the knowledge of God that brings about spiritual effectiveness, not the things we do in the natural. The things of God is spiritual. Effectiveness is spiritual. And if it is spiritual, we have to leave everything that is natural and then come into a spiritual plane where the things that is there is real, and the touching of it brings a functionality immediately. And sometimes the things we speak about you might not fully be able to explain to your neighbor what is happening to you, or what you are doing, or what God is doing through you, yet it is as real as anything. Are you getting what my point now? There are people that entered into the reality of the things that I teach about, and I look at some of them, I notice that these people have started entering into the reality of what we call spiritual authority. There is a few of them. There is one of the ladies here. After some time, there was a book that was given to her. When she read it, it seemed as if the thing tore her down from up to head. That is her fundamental problem. Meanwhile, when we gave the book, we gave the book to everybody. I was watching everybody. People finished it. I said, I have read it. I looked at their life. They didn't enter the place in the spirit where that knowledge is domiciled. And I saw one person. When, as soon as I saw it, I knew that this thing is real. This thing is real. That men can enter and stand there. If I call the lady now, she might not be able to explain this thing. You can even explain it, but she's standing there. You can explain what is there. You can say, key points, the thing I learned, 10 key points I learned. You are not standing in the spiritual place. And if you are not standing there, you will not be. The thing cannot be able to be transmitted into your life, and there will be no transformation. It's only when you stand there. You need to stand there. And because of because of this, sometimes we need to repeat. Take the things we spoke. Continue listening to it. Forget whether you have heard what I'm saying. The word, you heard it. No. Continue until you are carried. And then you stand there. When you stand there in the spirit, you communicate with the knowledge. It's a spiritual knowledge. Spiritual understanding. You see, there is no possibility of achieving God's means outside, achieving God's end outside of God's means. So it's not, God is not just interested in achieving an end. He is interested in the means. And if the things of God is spiritual in the end, then the means of achieving it has to be spiritual. As a matter of fact, do you know sometimes in your journey it's possible you have not seen the end? So how do you know you will hit the mark? You need to function with an understanding of the structures of the spirit, such that you will be able to know that there are markers and pointers, signs in the spirit, to know that even though you have not laid hold on the end of your pursuit, that for the fact that I've encountered and seen some of these things along my path, is a proof that a day will come and I will stumble on the end of my seeking. Are you getting the point? Let me explain what I mean. How many of you have traveled from how many of you have gone to Lagos before? You have gone to Lagos. So if you are going to Lagos and then you come, there is a place, if you are entering, I don't know what they call that area, there's something that is big like this, and what they wrote on it is, this is Lagos. That is in case you don't know where you are now. That is in case you don't know where you are. When a man stumbles on that sign, before you meet that, you are now moving, and then you see some place, and then if you come around Ore, you will now see there is one green signpost. They will say Ore 1,120 something kilometers. This place 100. You are not yet in Lagos. You are going to Lagos, but you stumbled on that sign. These are signs, structures on the way. Then you come to Benin bypass. You are not yet in Lagos, but these are signs, structures to inform you that even though you have not laid hold on the end, that the means is correct. Are you with me? If the means is not correct, forget it. Meanwhile, the deception about this is that you will be on the road and you'll be making journey, doing things. At the end, you find out that you are not an intelligent seeker. You have to take notice of the markers, the signs that is on the path, to know if you are correct, so that when you stumble upon the end, you will know. Don't finish your 3 years seeking and found out that you just missed it. It might be just one turn you missed it. The realm of the spirit is a wilderness, a vast island. It is vast. So just because a man just found himself in the realm of the spirit and started having encounters and seeing things, That is why you have to be guided in your encounters. If not, you have to be guided in your talk. Huh? You can access the realm of the spirit. In fact, not even without being a believer, you can access the realm of the spirit. But the Bible said that the Spirit of God will guide us into all truth, meaning reality. It means that even in reality, you need guidance. Let me also say this before we go. The things we are seeking in God is not haphazard. The scripture was speaking, he said, line upon line, precept upon precept, a little here, a little there. Meaning that this thing is specific and structured. Paul speaking on the fundamental grace that was granted to him to lead men in this path. Huh? He said, as a wise master builder, we need wisdom that is spiritual so that we'll be able to consult. Now, God said, I'm just about to bring out something. Let's see Genesis. When we read Genesis, we read Ephesians, and then we pray. I'm not sure, we're not supposed to exceed 7 today. Verse 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Are you with me? Then the next thing is what I'm talking about. And the Spirit of God, what? And the Spirit of God, what? And the Spirit of God did what? The first revelation of the Spirit of God is a moving spirit. The first revelation of the Spirit of God in the scriptures is what? A moving spirit. So if you will be able to understand the context and the scope of the work that God intends to achieve, both in time and in eternity, of which it is not possible for him to do. There is nothing that is done that is of God that is not as a result of the workings of the Spirit. Are you with me now? Huh? So the first revelation of the Spirit is as a moving spirit. That is why it is only possible for you to understand what God is doing in your life and wants to do in your life if you know the Holy Spirit. And it's not just knowing the Holy Spirit, knowing the Holy Spirit as a moving spirit. Huh? Have you not wondered why every of the things that God wants to do, for example, in a generation, God is doing things in a generation, and we collect all of them and summarize it and call it the move of God. Why is it called the move of God? Because it is not possible for God to achieve his end except there is a movement of a particular eternal personality that is called the Holy Ghost. Huh? It is when the Spirit began to move upon the face of the waters, then there is a possibility of something happening. Are you with me? In these last days, if we understand the revival and the purposes of God, then we must understand the Spirit that moves. The Spirit that moves. And when I say the Spirit moves, it's not this thing that I did. That's not what it means that the Holy Ghost is moving. I used to think it's like that. The Holy Ghost is moving. He's moving. And then he's moving like this. Is it not true? Is it not true? Let's find Mike. So if it's not true, then what is true? Get Mike for him. Is it not true? See, let me tell you. All that Satan needs to do to stop the work of God in a life, in a generation, is to put stumbling blocks to the move of the Spirit. You see? Because what it takes for God to achieve his end is for the Spirit to move. You see? Are you with me? And you need to understand first the person of the Spirit. Are you writing in?
the person of the Spirit.
But beyond the person of the Spirit, you have to also understand the structures of the Spirit. If the Spirit comes here and his intention is to walk, what are the things that he will engage? What are the things that he will use? Are you with me? See, because part of the reason why we come to meetings like this, and many people become more effective in the things of God and of the Spirit, is because somehow, some of them don't even know, they have given the Holy Spirit, yielded the Holy Spirit the things that he can work with. And there is, the only thing that will make you able to yield to that level is if you understand the structures of the Spirit, beyond the person of the Spirit. You see, when we began to teach people on the person of the Holy Spirit, at some point they just camped at the person of the Holy Spirit, not knowing that beyond the person of the Holy Spirit there is a work, are you with me, that the Holy Spirit intends to do in you. And then after that work he intends to do in you, there is another work that he intends to do through you. Now if a person doesn't understand this, all he's interested in is just what the Holy Spirit can do through him. The Holy Spirit can heal through you. He can touch lives. He can do this. No. You have to understand the structures of the Spirit. If the Holy Spirit wants to latch upon a life, a plane, a person, a ministry, a generation, what are the things, what are the things, the places that can draw him? Where will he stand and then begin to walk? And what are the things that he will see and it will be counterproductive to his walking? I just showed you a place in the book of Genesis chapter 6. He said, God said, my spirit can no more strive with man because he is only but flesh. That means if there is anything in man that generates countercurrent to the Holy Spirit, a time will come, the Holy Spirit will just leave you. Are you getting the point? So men that make the greatest progress in God are not the men that are the best in the natural. In fact, I found out that the men that made the greatest progress in God are the people that are nothing and admits that they are nothing in the flesh. Have you noticed a man like David? Do you know this man is a king? And have you read the book of Psalms? He will say, I'm a poor man. I said, David, you are lying. A king is saying he's a poor man. There must be something David knows we need to know. You see, this man understands the structures of the Spirit and he knows that for something to come to him, for God dimensions to flow to him, he must maintain a gradient. Are you with me? You are not with me. For God dimensions to flow to you, somehow you must maintain a heart that has created a gradient. You see, so that there can be a diffusion from the realm of abundance to the realm where there is need. You have suddenly realized that there is a need in your life. That is not enough. Are you with me? You have to create something, a gradient, so that something can move from a realm of higher concentration to the realm of lower concentration. So David realized, he said, I am poor, because he knows that it's only when you retain a heart of poverty that riches can flow from God. If you are rich, you don't need any other thing. Do you need any other thing? So David knew that there is only one way for him to trap God and God dimension. If he can position himself in such a way that he needs something. Believers come before God and pray. Their heart is not, there is no gradient in their heart. They are praying for things to happen. There is no gradient. See, this thing is structures of the Spirit. That's what I want to tell you. It's a structure in the Spirit. Beyond the person of the Spirit, it's a structure. So when the Holy Ghost that is moving, are you with me? Remember I told you that I'm interested in the Spirit that moves. When it begins to move, it is these structures that becomes the lighthouses, the points, junctions in what he's doing, that makes his work effective. So when he comes, let me use something like hunger. He sees hunger. He knows that this is a plane to walk. He doesn't see hunger. Then you have not created, you have not taken notice of a spiritual structure that have the capacity to draw the moving spirit. So when he comes, he begins to hover, looking for an opportunity to move in your life. But there is no gradient that is created in the context of hunger that have the capacity to draw the moving spirit around your planes. So the spirit will be moving in the lives of people around you, and they carry hunger. That hunger is dragging, bringing the spirit. And as long as the spirit is moving in their life, he will be taking them to depths and dimension in him, because they have created a gradient that have the capacity to bring and trap the spirit of God. And on that account, he begins to move. And if God will achieve his end, remember what I told you. If God will achieve his end and purposes, then the spirit must move. He must move. The first revelation of the spirit is the spirit that what? Moves. He moves. If the spirit moves, then you must, beyond his person, understand the structures that attract him. Are you with me? Now, if David is a rich man, a king, and then he said, I'm poor, oh God, have mercy on me. We need to learn what David knew. It is there that you found out that it's not about your physical position. There are men that are poor in the natural, and in the spirit, are you with me? In the spirit, they are rich. Unfortunately, the way to attract is in the spirit. If it is God dimension, it's not to be rich, it's to be poor. Huh? David will appear. He said, oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. What is a king still looking for? What is a king looking for? He can marry 1,000 wives. He can have everything. He said, oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted. Ah! When the Holy Ghost looks, he sees that this man has understood the structures of the spirit. He can't, when he sees those structures, he can't stop himself. See, there, if you understand this, you see some things are not prayer points. When you erect those structures, the Holy Spirit will continue to move in your life. See, people call for the move of God, pray for things to happen, it doesn't happen, because they have not set up lighthouses, flash points, melting points in the spirit that have the capacity to draw the move of God in their life. So they begin to cry for revival, the move of God. There is no revival, there is no move of God, because the structures of the spirit has not been taken into account and erected. They are seeking God the wrong way. They are seeking God though, but they have not cared about the things that have the capacity to draw the one that they seek. Huh? In the book of Ecclesiastes, the Shulamite said, I have put perfume around my house. My savour has flowed out. That imagine a woman that wants to attract a man that doesn't care about attraction and the things that will make you to attract. What can attract a spirit, Dennis? What can attract a spirit? Because when the spirit is attracted, it comes and moves. And when the spirit moves in your life, it doesn't leave you the same. It is at that point that there is a possibility of transformation. Because once the spirit moved in the book of Genesis, the Bible said, and God said, and when he spoke, things changed. In the realm that there was chaos, suddenly there was beauty. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted after thee. My flesh longeth after thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. That I might see your glory. That I might see your glory and power, such as I've seen you in the temple. The Bible said in verse 8, it said, for my soul followeth hard after thee. Listen. No matter how much you pray, prayer is not an attempt. Prayer is, in my own opinion, prayer is one of the, if not the most powerful thing that we have in the kingdom. You know why? Prayer can get done what God wants to do. But the problem is, are you with me or? The problem is that you need to find out first if God wants to do it. That means that the power of prayer is still hinged on the revelation of the will of God. But if it is true that it is the will of God, no matter how humongous it is, it can be done. It can, prayer can get it done. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So if it is true, the first pursuit is to find out what is that is the will of God. And then the deeper dimensions of your pursuit should be an establishment on the will of God. As I've taught you, it is not just enough for you to know what is the will of God about your life, or about things, about the church. You have to, there is what the Bible calls, that we might know the will of God in all spiritual understanding. Meaning that that the two of us can know what is the will of God, maybe for a generation. But this man has given himself to a dimension of spiritual understanding that takes him deeper to the will of God. Are you with me? It means that his effectiveness and consequently his execution will be far, 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 far higher than your own. Why? Meanwhile, the two of you know what is the will of God. So your knowledge of the will of God is still insufficient in the context of execution, in the context of function, in the context of even effectiveness. If it is not, it's not possible, if you didn't give yourself to an understanding of that same way, in all wisdom and what? Spiritual understanding. So it is from there that you understand many times the things that God wants to do is still the same thing. But you notice that as you begin to mature in God and enter into this understanding that is spiritual, your understanding of what God wanted to do with your life, you know, probably 5 years ago that God wanted to use you, but 5 years later you understood more. So if a man comes and he doesn't understand more about his life and how God wants to use him, even though he knows that God wants to use him, what is his problem? What is his problem? Is it that the knowledge of the will of God? No. He has not taken care to search deeper in that will from the platform with the instrumentality of wisdom and spiritual understanding. That is where you'll be granted deeper access to the dimensions of the will of God already known to you. So, for example, that many people had shipwreck. The reason they had shipwreck is because they just heard the will of God and they ran. They didn't know that effectiveness is hinged upon the fact that you have to be ferried into the depths and dimension as a result of what you understand. So, for example, you understand that concerning your calling, that you are not just another man that is called, that you are a warrior being in the spirit. You are a warrior being in the spirit. If you are a warrior in the spirit, you don't behave anyhow. The first thing a warrior seeks is not to go to war. The first thing a warrior seeks is weapons. Sometimes, before you will begin to go to war, a warrior might take 3 to 5 years looking for weapons and mastering his or her weapons. When you have mastered your weapon for 3 to 5 years, it has given you depth. Now, remember, you know you are called. Then deeper, you know you are called in the warrior dimension. Then deeper, you know that you are supposed to, as a warrior, get weapons. And deeper, you know you need to master your weapons. Are you with me? These are depths, 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 depths. And then for 2 years, you have mastered your weapon. So you come to a place and they say this, they say nothing is happening. But anytime, have you not noticed? No matter how some place is dry, some people will enter, they will do something, and the whole place will open. That thing they are doing is a weapon. Some people is worship that is their weapon. Like my you know the guy. When he worships like this, you will know the guy is a warrior. Sometimes he'll be doing like this, his eyes will be like this. Is that one worship again? You are worshiping and your eye is like, which kind of worship is that one? You are doing war. Huh? For some people, utterance is their weapon. Don't allow them to hold this mic. I have a friend like that. Don't allow him to hold this mic. If you ever allow that guy, that person you are thinking, if you think he's the one, then he's the one. If you allow him to hold this mic, it's over. There is one time I think he came here, and for some like 15 to 20 minutes he was talking. You know, some of you are not intelligent to watch some preachers to understand the things that is spiritual. If you notice, he didn't open his Bible. He brought out where to speak from, but he noticed that he has not broken. He continued talking. He wasn't even looking at anybody. He was just moving around. We know his warfare he is doing. His warfare, but you think he's preaching. He did the warfare, did it for 30 minutes, suddenly broke through. And you know what he said that day? I won't tell you what he said, because me, I used to say it too. Once that thing happens to you, bah, you are not in touch. You just look at Satan. Anything you say will happen. Anything you do will happen. That is his weapon. Of course, a time will come, you can't be comfortable with one weapon. Like we saw our brother Valentine, and they said he's a sniper. A day will come, you don't need sniper. You need axe. You might need gun, bomb, and all that. Which one do you prefer? Huh? You say it's machine gun. The one that does gwa. You see, and all that. There might be warfare that demand such a thing. So if it is possible that a man will be able to execute his call, beyond the fact that you know that you are called, you have to be established in that call in all knowledge and spiritual understanding. Now, all these things are flash points in the spirit, structures of the spirit that allows the Holy Spirit to move in your life and bring tangible results. Are you with me? So when the Holy Spirit moves in a life that these things are in, then there is no way. You don't even need to say, let this one, let them. No. Once those things are found, these are the things that have the capacity to attract a spirit, interact with a spirit, trap a spirit. And as long as the spirit is moving around your life, are you with me? Then God is working. And if God is working, things will come out of your life. The least of them will be transformation. In Jesus' name. Now let me show you. My time has gone. I don't want to exceed this time. Let us pray in the next 2 minutes. Just ask God to reveal to you the structures in the spirit that have the capacity to initiate the moves of God in your life, that have the capacity to perpetuate the moves of God in your life, that have the capacity to trap the move of God in your life. Nothing will happen until God moves. This first revelation of the Spirit of God is a moving spirit. He will move again. If there is a possibility of Him achieving His end in and through our life, then He will have to move again. 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 For some of you, the structures can simply be something like hunger, like burden. Stop praying for that thing. Stop praying, God. No. The structure in the spirit is just hunger. If hunger can be there, then God can move in your life. If burden can be there, then God can move in your life. If meekness and poverty of the spirit can be there, an acute revelation of your need of God, then God can move in your life. Listen. This is if capacity can be there. Maybe what is limiting God from moving in your life is that your capacity is small. Your capacity is small. You are crying for big things. That might be all it takes for God to be drawn towards your life. And then the spirit begins to move. Pray in the next 2 minutes.
Mante kopapanta brata paparata kapatalia. Sabrata papante kapandele kupatalia. Sibrete pete kepene kuta kapanata la pata. Santela, santela. Kapante bokata kaparianta kapatalia. Sabata papapapapata la pakatua. Mante kambreta papata kapatiate. Sopata kapante lebro kapata kapapinatali. Apambre, apambre. Sabata kambreta papanka patata kapatati. Iwapara, iwapara. Apreko pataka pamanta kabrata papapapatata. One more minute, kapiatambre. Asko pata papanta braka papapena kapi. Iapanamante kambrata papola. Watapa papante breka pataka papinate. Wapata papina kapata kambre. Wapapa papina kapata kapanata. Wapata papina kapanante. Sapola, sapola. Kia papa pampepe de kapatali. Aikopa. Mana kapata kampepola. Pepola, pepola. Sha.
Knowledge of God. Pelia kapananta kapolia. Pena kapananta kapolia.